North Battleford, Cody Caron, 40, who faced provincial and federal drug and weapons charges, has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking but guilty to the lesser offense of possession. After appearing in North Battleford court Thursday by phone from Saskatoon Correctional Center, he also pleaded guilty to obstructing a peace officer and failing to comply with an order. Caron was arrested in August 2022 for obstruction of a peace officer and various weapons and drug-related charges, including possession of cocaine over $1,500. His bail was set at $3,000, but he was arrested again in September after returning to the Battlefords when he was banned from the city. Judge Kevin Hill, who oversaw the October 14 bail hearing, recalled the incident in part and endorsed the joint submission by provincial and federal Crown lawyers that sees Caron's jail component satisfied. Other charges against Caron were stayed. Judge Hill said in his closing comments that he hopes Caron continues his now 8-month sobriety and takes the sentence as a fresh start, hopefully for his children. "You've come across my desk several times over the last few years. You're saying the right things, but at this point, you're the one that has to make it real." Judge Hill voiced concerns over his belief the RCMP may have misbehaved in the way they roughed him up during his September arrest. Judge Hill, in his decision, waived the surcharges because of Caron's inability to generate income while incarcerated and the money his family has spent trying to help him. According to defense lawyer Patrick Pitch, Caron is anxious to meet his 1-month-old child, indicating that Caron has been battling addictions for 11 years after the death of his uncle. "Caron recognizes that it begins and ends with addressing his addictions," Caron's lawyer said. "You're catching something of a break here. There's your fresh start, okay? The future is yours and in the palm of your hands," Judge Hill said in his closing comments. Caron was sentenced to time served, representing 327 days, based on 1.5 days for each day he was in custody. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_escatoday.